Hello, this is Terry Laundrie with the T-Theory Observations Update for what's going to be a Sunday, the last day in March. Rather than do this on Monday, I just thought I'd post the chart here and talk a little about some of the general properties and give my best estimate of the forecast. You'll notice that what's happened over the last week is we have an oversold condition with a rising bottoms pattern in the sort of mid-May to end of May period. There's an upside breakout in the blue volume oscillator to the zero line. That is an accumulation pattern. If you look back to see in the March time period, you'll see that the pattern is very similar. It has sort of like three bottoms, and it's coming up. It's coming up to the zero line. And then the question is whether it's going to go through and make another T. Actually, if you look at it real carefully there, you probably wonder what's going to happen. Technically, the crossbar of the current T, we have not yet reached the projected peak. It's the end of the month, and there's a tendency for a rally at the end of the month that tops out in the early part of the new month. That would be in early June. So I would say that probably the oscillator is going to rise about a bit above the oscillator, but it's not it's probably not a T. People who are just coming into T theory often get hung up on the problem of, you know, everything is sort of statistical. A great many people that are trade professionally for a living, they're just looking at the rising bottoms pattern on the oscillator. So they would have bought something in the early March period. They would have bought something in this last bottom period. Just on general principles that it's a positive pattern. You have to be oversold to get the rising bottoms, and the rising bottoms pattern have to appear in an oversold condition. But that's generally what the story is. You don't get a confirmation of an accumulation pattern from the rising bottoms until you break out. So Friday would have been the time that you would have gone long on that point. Now, it's possible if this thing takes off that's also the center post of the T. However, technically, it doesn't construct out that way. So I would say there's a conflict as to which technique you want to use, but it certainly would have been appropriate to buy something if you were just looking for an oversold condition to as an opportunity. Otherwise, a rally that's carries up and then pulls back to the zero line, in other words, goes up a little bit higher, and then it pulls back to the zero line for a few days, that's very likely to be the center post of the T. That would give you another set of rising bottoms patterns, and so it would just turn out to be a better place to buy. Generally speaking, though, the value in the oscillator, as you can see under the green line, from the March momentum peak, this long descending tops pattern in a market that's going sideways and presumably is in a bull market by the advanced decline T, that means there's tremendous upside potential. It's people that are sitting on the sidelines and thinking there's going to be a retest low are basically got too much cash. And so what you're doing is you're getting the market to go sideways, basically, in a trading range between the black line and the red envelope top. And at some point, they've just got too much cash and something will happen and they'll just burst into a new upside. The fact that you have this long descending tops pattern in the oscillator just means that there's a lot of money on the sideline, and the fact that you have the rising bottoms pattern means that basically the negatives can't drive the market any lower, and so you're starting to get too frisky on the upside. Exactly how you want to work that detail out is depends on news and how reluctant people are to chase things, whether you want to make the T a little bit bigger so that you can reach out further into August for some peculiar reason, peculiar cyclical reason or something like that. So it's just this is just what a bullish picture looks like, and you're on your own as far as what you want to use as a buy point. I don't believe there's ever been any reason to sell anything in this trading range, because there are other considerations that are more important than the up and down motion of the market. They're things like relative strength and the fact that you the next tee is going to be a bullish tee anyway, so it probably isn't going to make a big difference. Maximum downside you can get is to the black line, which is we state the level for that, and it's rising slightly. I would say that the next couple of days are critical, but I won't really be in a position to comment on anything until we get another week behind us. And I might put a comment if I see something that looks pretty definite. But the market's been kind of jerky, and so I think that probably, you know, 2 or 3 day rallies don't really count too much, because that's what's been going on in this sideways pattern. So, you know, after you've had 3 days of rally, I wouldn't be that optimistic, and just wait and see how things go. That's it for May. Have a good Sunday, and I'll be back again following Monday. Bye-bye.